off your to-do list.
President Obama thought he was getting criticized before when the tab for his trip to Mumbai was $200 million a day. Wait till you hear about the 34 warships. Before we get to that, though, some things to sort out politically. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We bounce all over the place. I'm telling you, it's like we're in a tiny room and there's a giant ball. Just picture that ball coming right toward you. That's life in these United States. And we're going to do a little sports, a little we can count, check the mailbag, all kinds of fun stuff. Plus, Steve Boudin checks in with us for our conversation on sports, the week that is going to be the weekend, of course, in the NFL. That's always the focus, what the NFL games are. And important because many of you like to play nail the score. So you'll always get some good information from Steve Boudin. That's coming up in another 10 minutes. But before we jump to that, let's dive right into the politics of it all. What are the leftovers? And trust me, there were leftovers. In every election, there always is, right? Whether it's cries of foul play, election fraud, or seats yet to be determined. And we've got some seats yet to be determined. Two Senate races still uncalled as of Thursday, Alaska and Washington State, although I think the Washington State one, Patty Murray, is pretty much wrapped up. I checked in an hour or so ago, and I think that they're giving it to the Democratic incumbent. So let's cross that one off the list. But Alaska is definitely still up in the air. So is it... who's the winner? Is it the Republican, the nominee, Joe Miller, who Sarah Palin fought for, a Tea Party favorite, or the incumbent, write-in candidate, Lisa Murkowski? Now, on the House side, there's still some races to be sorted out, too, including in Arizona, seven races, California, 11. We're talking about some of the districts, obviously, Kentucky, New York, Texas, Virginia, and there's like 10 seats in all that are currently held by Democrats. And this is like what I said, the leftovers. There always is some leftovers. And it was a crazy week, to be sure, on Tuesday when people ran to the polls. We're still looking for that hard number, but the number that I got today as to how many people went out to vote, the number that I was told was 43%, 43% of Americans. So that's up slightly from the usual fare of 40%. It is a midterm election. I'm hoping one day I jump on the airwaves and say 65% of Americans have voted, because then that means you care and you think you can make a difference in elections and in voting. And I think you can, especially in the midterm elections. I always say this, and I'm going to go back to this. When things are local, when things are about the state level, you need to vote, because if enough people voted, that would make a difference. That's why you saw a lot of grassroots candidates all of a sudden slay the dragons in their respective races when it came to the primaries. Now, some of them went on to win, some of them went on to lose, but it does show that it's not always what you think it is. Oh, it won't matter because they're just going to get in. That's what happens every year. That's the whole idea. Maybe there's the start of a change. And are we going to have conversation? We talked about that a lot in our last show, because now you have a lame duck session coming up. And then after that, you start fresh January 1st, but you've got a House controlled by the Republicans, more seats picked up by the Republicans in the Senate. Will there be any kind of cooperation, or is there going to be a lot of head butting? I'm thinking the early money is, sorry to say, on head butting. Yeah, serious. All right, right at the top, I thought it'd be fun to do a daily salute. We're going to go back to that. You know, we're always pounding in what's happening in the courts and, of course, politically, some of the nonsense and some of the crazy things that happen off the field in sports. But every single day, somewhere in the world, somewhere in America, something great happens to somebody, or somebody does something great for somebody else. I thought this was kind of cool, because we're all fascinated by the lottery, whether we admit it or not. A lot of people will scoff at it. Oh, I'd never play the lottery. And then eventually, at one point in their life, they plunk down their dollar. Well, a Nova Scotia couple won $11 million from a lottery ticket in July. And check this out. That was the good news, right? That was the daily salute. But now every single penny is gone. And they say, this couple, say they didn't spend it on themselves at all. They said they decided to take care of family, organizations, and institutions instead. How great is that? What great intentions are they? So the couple's name, Alan and Violet Large. Interesting name, huh? Married since the 70s. They don't travel. They don't gamble. They play the lottery every once in a while. That's it. They say they have an old house. They're comfortable. They're happy in it. But they decided that there were people who weren't happy, who were struggling, who needed help. So they wanted to spend that money and take care of people. So what they did is, check this out, they took care of the family first, then they began delivering donations to the 2 pages worth of groups that they decided on, including the local fire department, churches, cemeteries, the Red Cross, the Salvation Army was on the list in 2 different places. And Violet had had cancer treatment, so they took care of that organization. Another that deals with Alzheimer's and diabetes. And they won't say how much they gave each group, but you think the $11 million, you take out something for taxes. How great is that? I mean, how about some applause? I mean, bravo for this couple. How often do people who win? Yeah. I told you, we got to give you something positive. Yeah, they win the money, and then it's all gone, and the reason it's gone is because they spend it on other people and all these charities. Imagine what some of that money will do to help people who have nothing, and that's exactly where they pointed most of it, so bravo, because usually what you would get is a lot of gold, some giant houses, 15 Hummers, and who knows what. You know, you read these stories where all of a sudden somebody goes from rags to riches and they have the craziest things now in their life. Like, you couldn't possibly want all the things they have, the 25 cars and the garage that holds the 25 cars. But they didn't do it. It would have probably been very easy to take most of that money. And yes, of course, spend it on family, but spend a lot of that on frivolous things that they say, hey, they didn't need. So bravo. It's nice to know that there are people that care about people that they haven't even been touched by, just the idea of helping them. And that's what they said. They said the idea for them was if they could take the money that was like found money anyway, because they were happy with their life, and they could spread it around to people who really needed it, how much would they get in return? How much better would they feel about the people around them, about the community, about all the circumstantial things that happen to people where they feel like they're lost in the storm. So once again, bravo to them. All right, coming up on the flip side, as I said, we're going to chat with Steve Budin, our pal, and dive deep into week 9 in the NFL. What are the games shaping up to be? What are the odds? Who looks good? Who looks like they're in a lopsided fight? We'll find out next. You will too. Hang with us.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all battery station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at MyPhoneClip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit MyPhoneClip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay, because a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black hole.
Always a pleasure to welcome in Steve Budin from sportsinfo.com. He's the man in the motion behind that. And I just want to clear something up right from the get-go here. I am not related to Scott Delaney. I got four emails asking if Scott was my brother. Yes, we do spell our name the same way, but I wish I could say what he says, that his moves filled bankrolls. I mean, I think I have some good moves, but not like Scott Delaney. We're not related.
Yeah, well, actually, Scott's been around 5 years. He's one of our better handicappers, so you should be proud of the name.
All right, awesome. Holding up that Delaney name, even though we're not related as far as I know. Hey, I bet you didn't predict this, Randy Moss and what happened there. I just want to get your take on that at the top. Goes to Minnesota. We thought there might be some good hookup there with Brett Favre, the things unraveled.
Right, they came out with the whole Randy Moss song. He was back. Now it's going to be fun. I mean, I love the song. I can't stop playing the song. I love the song. One clap, Randy.
Exactly. It didn't work out. Now, all of a sudden, you know, he's picked up, he's on waivers, and then he ends up going to, what was it, the Titans. So he ends up there, and you got to say to yourself, how is he going to gel with Jeff Fisher? I guess Jeff Fisher's just going to take a chance on his hands and not worry about all the other stuff.
Yeah, and why not? I mean, look, obviously Randy Moss is not what he used to be. Minnesota has a lot of problems. Randy Moss, actually, in this case, was probably just a pawn. I don't believe that the issue here was Randy Moss. I don't believe anybody believes the issue in Minnesota is Randy Moss. I think they needed to do something. I think Childress needed to do something. He chose the Randy Moss thing as a way to try to reinstate his power over the team in the locker room. Randy Moss, not what he used to be, but certainly does continue to stretch defenses, draw double teams. I think he's an asset. I think that, he will get his head together. This is his last chance, and I think he knows it. And there's something about a last chance. I think he, again, you know, Randy Moss now finally has something to prove again after not having anything to prove, at least in his own mind. I think he's got something to prove, and I think it could work. It could work for the Titans. We'll see.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. We'll see, and who knows? You're right. There's something about last chances, and maybe this will be a good one for him.
Because we know how sports goes. If he goes ahead and has a breakout season now, or does real well, or turns it, all is forgotten. That's how it always works in this sport. You do well, and all is forgotten.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
Yep.
I bet there's some politicians who wished it worked that way.
Actually, Obama now goes down from an 8-5 favorite to even money after they lost the House. So if anyone's betting politics out there, Obama's an even money favorite to still win. And the closest Republican is Romney at 8-1. Sarah Palin's at 14-1, just in case anyone's interested.
There you go, Sarah Palin. I love that. Hey, the Raiders, Steve, the Raiders are 4-4. They snuck up on everybody. But the Chiefs and the Raiders in this matchup, I kind of like this. What happens here?
Well, you actually picked the most interesting game on the board. That is going to be the most fun game to watch. Hard not to be part of the Raider Nation. I mean, Kansas City, look, week after week, you know, obviously last week, you know, they didn't play so well. Barely got the win. But you know, I think this week, you know, I think it's time for a reality check. Oakland, let's remember, just 3 games ago was still considered one of the worst teams in the league. They're on a great 3-game run, don't get me wrong. Everything is clicking for them. But KC is a real team at every position. I think they have their throwout game last week, and they still win it. But this week, I think they bring the Raiders back to reality. I look for KC to actually win and cover this game, even though Oakland, a 3-point favorite. I mean, when's the last time we saw Oakland a favorite?
I can't remember. It's been a while. Yeah, definitely.
Dan McFadden, though. I mean, look, you know, Kansas City, best running backs, you know, best running game in the league, but maybe Oakland, the best running back in the league with Darren McFadden. So, you know, Oakland's got some studs, but I think KC gets it together, and I think they beat Oakland this game.
Let's talk about a crappy game. The Cowboys are 1-6. Boy, they talk about going in the wrong direction, but everybody always has this thing. You know it, Steve. You probably know it from gamblers and what they say. Everybody wants to believe that the Cowboys are coming back. I don't think so. And then against the Packers at home.
Yeah, you know, look, you know, we talked about this actually the last time we spoke, just how tough it is to judge the Cowboys. They're such a marquee team, you know, they have such a huge fan base. But look, this is the most underachieving team of losers I've ever seen in my life. The Giants did a little Tony Soprano action, you know, knocked Romo out. It was like a mercy killing. You know, now with Kitna, I mean, Kitna, you know, not much worse than Romo, but at the end of the day, he's not getting it done either. I mean, Phillips comes out, the son of a bum, and he comes out and he says, "We're going to go back to fundamentals now. We need to go back." Are you kidding me? Now? Now you want to come back to with fundamentals? How about the preseason we work out the fundamentals? I mean, this team is a complete joke. Don't forget, Packers have about 12 people on the IR, so they're very banged up. 8.5 points is a ton of points to lay, but I'm not betting the Cowboys here. I say lay the points with the Packers or don't bet at all.
Yeah, there you go. Great advice. Sage advice. All right, the Ravens. I love this team. I love Ray Rice, the Rutgers product. And
right.
Flacco really kind of coming into his own. You look at his yards and touchdowns, what's happening with him. And now they're hosting the Dolphins, an intriguing matchup maybe.
Well, and I think also when you talk about the Ravens, you have to talk about their coaching. I think some of the best coaching in the league. The Ravens, obviously, one of the best home teams in the league, but they're going up against Miami, who we know 4-0 on the road. The best road team, you know, in the league for sure, especially against the spread. This is a tough one, but I think the way to get the money here is to forget the side. I think the 40.5 is a very easy mark. I think Henny, ton of confidence, throwing the ball as good as anyone. Miami's pretty much scrapped the wild card now. They're letting Henny go under center 3rd and 5. They're letting Henny get under center in the red zone. You know, I like that. People have figured out the wildcat already, so I like the fact that they scrapped that. Flacco, like you said, loving his new receivers. He's going to have to keep pace with Henny. I think there's going to be an up-and-down game here. I think the 40.5 is going to come very quickly, and I would bet the over here.
All right, excellent. I know you're a Jets fan, so I
yes.
have to pour salt into the wounds after that crappy game last week.
I called it last week. I know we didn't talk last week, but I told everybody the only for the Jets, the worst possible thing was a bye. They had momentum. They go into the bye, and let me tell you, New York. I'm calling you from New York right now. Not a place where people get a lot of rest. They come in a little bit overconfident. A little bit underprepared, not characteristic for Rex Ryan. They dropped the game last week, but heading this week into against the Lions. And let me tell you, the Lions was my big play last week, and I finally won a big play. You know, look, I had lost for 2 weeks straight, and it happens to everybody. And look, I come here, I tell you like it is. But finally, last week I had the Lions over Washington in the infamous game where McNabb got benched. And I think the Jets, had they come off their bye to play the Lions, that the Lions completely destroy them. I think because last week they got their shock, they got their dose of reality, now I think they come into this game ready, and I believe the Jets here, laying the 4, it's a good spot to pick them up. I think they're going to win this game, and I think they're going to cover.
All right, excellent. What a note to end on. Steve, thanks so much. It's always fun to kick it around with you. Week 9, we'll do it again next week.
That sounds good, Kat.
Thanks. All right, Steve Budin at sportsinfo.com. He is the info guy. He could be Steve Info. Week 10 coming up next, but right now, Week 9 on the boards, and you heard some of what he had to say about the games. It's interesting on the Moss take. I agree with him there, Moss. Could turn things around since it is that last gasp deal. And the Chiefs, the team to watch, the Chiefs and the Raiders, I think will be an interesting game. Now, one of the games we didn't talk about in Week 9 is the Buccaneers and the Falcons. Strange, that line. You look at Matt Ryan and what a tremendous year he's having. In Atlanta, the line, the initial line, the opening line was 9 for Atlanta. Of course, it's a home game. The Bucs are 3-0 away for whatever that tells you. But you look at the matchup on the line, and I think the Falcons at home, and again with some of the beef that they have on the line, I think there's going to be time there, and that should be a fun game to watch. But I think the Falcons win that probably pretty easy. And who's the worst team in the NFL? If you were thinking the Bills, 0-7. How rough is that for Buffalo fans? Man. Remember, you can always catch up with us on Facebook or Twitter. How do you do that? Go to AmericaTonight.net.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HeartDrop.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
Coming up, we're going to check the mail bag. Thank you very much. You keep piling it up, I'm telling you. Give me an extra chore here. When I come into the satellite office, the first thing I have to do is clean out the email because it almost crashes every day. That means you're responding. That's great. We love it. I always say, give me your 2 cents. I don't care. Good, bad, and ugly. Throw it all at us at americatonight.net, and we will get to that here in just a few minutes. First, a couple of interesting things to talk about money-wise. Remember, the election was about the economy. There was actually some pretty clever cartoons, national cartoons that I happened to see. One of them had a picture of President Obama and somebody pulling his ear, a giant ear, just pulling it and screaming into it, economy, and it said hearing aid. And, yeah, that was it. Didn't listen to the American people, I guess. And even the president himself said that that was not that they didn't listen to the American people, but that the American people have spoken, and obviously the people are very, very frustrated. So check this out. Gold, we've been talking about it a lot, set another record high. Most of the action because of the dollar getting weaker and weaker against other currencies. It's frightening. And this is on the heels of the Federal Reserve saying it's going to buy $600 billion of bonds by the middle of next year to try to boost up the economic growth. So since the commodities are priced in dollars, we know that, right? A weaker dollar also gives buyers who use foreign currencies an advantage, no question about that. But the fact that you had gold jump up the way it is, gold for December delivery, do you know what it was at? 1,383 and change and 10 an ounce. That is up over $45. Huge. And you know what? This nonsense of I'm watching some of the so-called analysts talk about where gold's going to go. And I know I said by the end of the year I thought it would get close to 2,000, and that's looking pretty good. It's looking like 2,000 may be the solid number. I mean, it may, by the end of the year, I think it hits almost 1,500 at least an ounce. And next year, who knows? Who knows where it goes? And that's not the only, of course, commodity that's climbing. In other metals, silver jumped as well. Copper. Also, you had energy prices that were benefiting from the weaker dollar. The benchmark crude for delivery, December delivery, rose 180, a buck 80, to settle at 86.49 a barrel, and that's on the New York Mercantile Exchange when you check that. So interesting times, my friends, when it comes to money and investments. And gold really is at it where it's at. I know I've said this before, but just a couple of years ago, I can remember doing a financial show, and we have Saul Albom on every once in a while here on ATN, and he and I did this television financial show, and we talked about gold, and gold at the time was, gosh, I want to say it was like three-something, almost 400, and we talked about how everybody that was in the know and all the folks that were talking about gold as the investment, you know, that it was going to eventually climb up in the next couple of years to where we're seeing it right now, and it's kind of wild to actually watch that in play, and it's certainly is a very big, big play. All right, speaking of money, Ron Paul has been an outspoken critic against the Federal Reserve, and I don't blame him. You listen and you string together all the things that Ron Paul has said, and he's pretty much vowing for an audit, pushing for that audit for next year, trying to look at what the monetary policy decisions are. And he's going to, if he takes control of the congressional subcommittee that looks at the central bank, as expected to happen in January, he's saying, I think they're way too independent. They shouldn't have this kind of power. And up until recently, it's been modest, but now it's out of control. And I think Paul is dead on right. I'm sure that there were a lot of people that weren't happy to see the Republicans take back the power for fear that this, for one, would happen, because there's no secret about this, and I think he's dead on right. I think looking under the hood is the smart thing to do, and he's the top Republican on the House of Representatives subcommittee that oversees domestic monetary policy, so then he'll probably jump to the head of that panel in January, and boy, Ben Bernanke is never going to be so busy trying to fend off what Paul will bring on upon him. And I think it's great. It's shrouded in secrecy, and we need an end to what's going on with the Federal Reserve. Seriously, it's outrageous what's happened. It's like my father told me years ago, you know, here's the thing, it's like wrapping paper. They're just printing it like it's wrapping paper with nothing backing that. And I would love to know what the country's gold reserves are and see what's happened as a result of these bad monetary policies. But that's going to be an intriguing storyline for sure. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh! Ah, thank you, Homer. I love to hear that familiar voice. This from Charlie R. Kate Delaney. What do you make of these elections? I have to tell you, I'm a lifelong Democrat. I still consider myself a Democrat. I'm not going to turn my back on the party. And I have to tell you, though, I voted for a few Democrats, but I also voted for some Republicans. My neighbors would shudder. My family would be embarrassed. I don't care. I don't like what's happening in this country. And there were just some I could not touch the screen for, because that's how we voted in Vermont, and I just felt like it was my duty to not pick the same old, for lack of what they did to us before and lack of really any kind of a good alternative on the Democratic side in a few of the offices. So I was a split voter. What do you think of that? I say good for you. That means you're voting, you're paying attention to the issues, and you're voting for the people that who you think are the best for that position, and you're not so worried about the stripes anymore, even though you're saying you're a Democrat and you voted for a lot of Democrats, but you also voted for some Republicans. You obviously paid attention to what you thought was the right call, and I think that's a good thing. That means you're getting involved. You're paying attention, like I say. You know, the lack of action in Washington is the deal. And everybody always complains about that. If we go back in history, you'd find lots of quotes of people saying, oh, you know, time for a change, time for this, time. You know, it's kind of the same quotes, just manipulated a little bit differently. But here's the thing. There's no doubt. It's always about reaction in this country, and we have to get out of that mode. It can't always be about reaction. Yes, sometimes it is, but too much it's about reaction. It has to be about getting ahead of the ball. It has to be being in front of things instead of behind everything. It's like I was just talking about Ron Paul and the Federal Reserve. Sure, let's see what's going on. Let's know what's there so we can get ahead of whatever this disaster might be. And he's going to have a tough time opening that Pandora's box, but I hope he does. I hope he's successful in it, because I'm almost scared to find out what's there, although I know. I mean, the Fed to me is useless, and it is like a power grab now. There's nothing moderate about it, or nothing, I just don't think there's anything sensible about it either. All right, here's another one. This one is from Lisa. Hey, Kate, when are you doing Nail the Score again? I can't remember. I want to say it's on Thursdays, but what time? I'm curious. Well, it is on Thursdays. It is Thursday, Friday morning, and it would be in the third hour. That's when we always do Nail the Score. And it's fun because the numbers keep climbing. More and more people call. They just want to have fun and play the game. As I say, it has nothing to do necessarily with analyzing the football games. It's more about just your gut. Pick one of the teams and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. And then if you do nail the score, you clean out the prize closet. I don't know any other way to put it, because we have lots of prizes that have been sitting around now waiting for somebody to claim them. And I really hope someone nails the score this time around. I have a good feeling about this season overall. I think somebody will do it before the season's gone. You know, is it going to be week 9? Is it going to be in the playoffs? I can't answer that question. But I'm going to say somebody will do it. I feel pretty confident. It's just a gut feeling, speaking of gut feelings that I get. Here's another one. This one is from David. Hello, America Tonight. I have to say, I was never more proud than when I went to vote. There were a lot of people in line. I don't remember a time when I had to stand in line, and I stood in line for close to an hour. It's probably a little bit less than that. I was talking to everybody, so I kind of lost track of time, but I know it took some time to get through the line. And there was kind of a little bit of a buzz in the air. It almost felt like a presidential election. I've voted in the last 4 presidential elections, and I can't wait for 2012. If you were handicapping it, Kate, what do you think is going to happen with the Republicans? Wow, that's a tough question. That's a loaded question. People keep dancing around Sarah Palin, and I think that would be a mistake. And I think deep down she thinks that would be a mistake. So I don't think it's going to be Sarah Palin. Mitt Romney's name keeps coming up. Now a crazy one. Governor Rick Perry, who was just reelected in Texas, I think he kind of wants a shot at it, and he's just doing the national rounds. He has a book out. I think he's kind of angling for it, but I don't think he'd be the right guy either. It's going to be interesting probably in this next year to see who emerges from the pack. Hang with us. We can count next.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
I mentioned this, but it's official, and it happened on Thursday night. Patty Murray, the incumbent, in the race in Washington, cleaned up. Murray's lead initially was just 2 percentage points, and I guess it kind of stuck that way, so that was a close race in Washington State. 82%. Wow. So the Democrats do have one more in the Senate that she claims that, so the mystery is definitely solved. I mentioned earlier that she had gotten it, but it's, we'll just make it official. How about that? Being number one in TV is a big deal. Why? Well, because you can get more money. The people around you have job security. And, of course, whatever network you're on, whether it's radio, television, whatever, they absolutely love you for it. So The Daily Show is number one. How about that? Jon Stewart is the king of late night, the mock newscast, because that's what he's doing. For some reason, people think he's a news guy. He's not. It's satirical. So just in case you don't get that, he's making fun. That's what the deal is. He closed out October as the number one late-night talk show among adults 18 to 49. It's the first program that wasn't The Tonight Show or The Late Show with David Letterman to do that since 2000. Wow. So, yeah, we can count. I think he can count all the ways that he's excited that he's number one. That says something when he's on a comedy, when he's on Comedy Central and he's able to beat some of those network shows. How about that? All right, let's move along to a couple of other things, including some sad news if you're a Whole Foods kind of person. You know, with the times that we're in now, you'll see a spike, I think, in a lot of different things at the grocery store. You might have noticed it. Maybe for the first time in your life, you're paying closer attention to coupons. I've never seen so many people walk up with them as of late. I've seen that, but I don't remember seeing it quite as much. Well, because of what we're seeing and the sugar and cotton and corn and wheat and all of those have hit some new prices. So the wheat prices mean higher prices for chicken and meat and pizza and pasta and bread. I mean, duh, it's the obvious thing. So Whole Foods, their prices have gone up 16%. I thought it was a misprint initially when I saw that, just because you look at it and you say, 16%? You're kidding. But, of course, if all of the products are going up, well, what do you think is going to happen overall to the food in their store? Of course, it's going to go up that much more. Coffee and all that, all the other things. Coffee, and I'm a coffee drinker. For a pound of coffee, what do you think it costs? If you're thinking $8, $9, ding, 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 you could play The Price is Right, because that's what it's up to now. I can remember when coffee was hovering around five and change, maybe $6. Yeah, so that's not great if you're a coffee drinker. I have a tendency to put too much coffee in the maker, so I think now I'm going to have to measure it. That's what the economy has done to me. I'm back to actually measuring what I'm putting in my cup. All right, let's get to a couple of more. This is a big one. The Yemen bomb. I was stunned when I learned this. I mean, I knew it was a close call, but I didn't realize how close. One of the two mail bombs that was sent from Yemen last week was disarmed. Check this out. With just 17 minutes before it was set to go off. That's frightening. That's what the French Interior Minister said today. One of the packages was defused that close to the time that it would have exploded. Man, that is so, so lucky. When they pulled up to the Chicago-bound packages, when they pulled them off the cargo planes in England and the United Arab Emirates, they found the bombs wired to cell phones and hidden in the toner cartridges of computer printers. The communication cards had been taken out and the phones couldn't get calls, making it likely that the terrorists probably intended the alarm or timer function to detonate the bombs. Also, each bomb was attached to a syringe containing some lead azide, which is a chemical initiator, I guess, that would have detonated the PETN explosives that were packed into the cartridge. So, and the syringe used was used in the failed bombing, as you know, last Christmas. That was the PETN in that Detroit-bound plane that never exploded that Abdullah Mutallab was trying to set off. The two bombs contained 3 and 400 grams of PETN. Wow. Amazing. The fact that they were able to get to that was 17 minutes to spare, almost a miracle. It is like one of those TV shows that you see where they're trying to defuse a bomb. They have only minutes, seconds left, and this is real life, and it would have exploded. It would have exploded right then and there. So had it been on a plane, the timing would have been perfect. If the plane had taken off and then poof, there you go, that would have been the situation. And who knows? I mean, this is a warning. This is a red flag that at least once again shows that our cargo isn't safe. Not that we didn't, I think, realize that before, but it's in your face now when there could have been some disasters that happened with who knows how many people on the flights, and luckily didn't happen. You know, That's the good news there. All right, let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Kate. I love it when you play my theme song.
There you go.
It's called Bad to the Bone.
I knew what you were getting at.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to Mr. Bernanke. I don't know whether you know this or not, but our money just became 20% less valuable because of his little thing today. And not only that.
You mean the $600 million in bonds?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We just went down 20% in value.
I know.
It was a tax without being taxed, okay?
That's right.
All right. And not only that, all of us who own property just got a 20% decrease in our property. Now, what this is designed to do is create inflation to inflate our way out of our debt crisis.
That's right.
This is all designed by Obama and his crew. And Bernanke's in on it. I mean, he's a Yaley, okay? This guy is a socialist just like our little beloved leader is. I know you're going to cut me off here, but this guy has got to be thrown out of office. He's perpetrated too many violations of the Constitution of the United States, which he swore an oath to uphold. And everything from the car agencies that he's taken over to the banking to the student loans to bailing out corporations like AIG, these are things that come out of our pockets. This $200 million a day trip that he's taken, that's money out of our pocket. This man needs to go now. Okay.
But here's the thing, though, Dan. Honestly, you know that's not going to happen. They're not going to.
We could do
not
a recall.
Gonna...
We could do a recall.
That's true.
We've got an internet. We could go on the internet, set up a June date for getting rid of this clown, and do a recall.
I want to see how far that recall goes. I understand the frustration, absolutely, Dan. Thanks for the call. I understand what you're saying because you're right. The monetary system has taken such a bizarre tumble. And I said this the other night. I'll just emphasize it again. Yes, he inherited some of the banks too big to fail nonsense. Absolutely. But the problem is you have to look at the numbers, and the numbers are simply this. You take the 7% unemployment, now you're into the double-digit unemployment. The stimulus falls flat, so you spent all this money, spend, and yet it didn't do anything to solve that problem, solve that riddle. It made you could say it made it worse because it's more debt that's been heaped on our back, and that's the problem. The problem is that because when you, okay, we understand you inherit a certain set of problems, great, and there is that little grace period, but then in moving forward, once you're the president, once you're the buck stops here guy, you got to make it stop there. And you can stub your toe, you can have problems, but his foot is engorged. It's beyond that now. And I think you look at the unemployment figures, you look at what's happened with the spending and then nothing in return. And, of course, the jobs is the main thing, the jobs. That's it. Ben Franklin was the guy who said, drive thy business or it will drive thee. Think about that.